Okay, day one. I think I'm going to start calling this, like, my diary. You know, see if anything interesting, maybe enough to maybe write a book. So, I'm going to go all the way to the beginning. I am currently in Toledo, Ohio. I am 26, just turned 26, January 1st. Yes, a New Year's baby. Sounds as exciting, but it's just really not. I mean, I'm not really a partying type of gal. Anyways, but yeah, 26, newly. And I currently have one child, a little baby girl, but we'll get to her later on. But let's see, growing up, I was, I have five older sisters and five brothers, but two of them are older, and then the other three is younger. So yeah, my mother and father was pretty busy back then. I see why they live in their best life now, because we're all grown, so, you know, they each had kids since they was teenagers. But yeah, I lived, grew up, fought, cried with seven other kids in one house. My older sister, she was always around. She was around a lot, but she never actually lived with us. She has a different father. And then my dad has his two older kids, which have a different mother. And growing up, they always been around now. Well, growing up, they always been around, so. But they never actually lived with us either. But yeah, it was pretty crazy. And then I would say, it was quite difficult with everybody's different personalities. You know, like some was more sensitive, others was a little bitchy. And then you have me, who don't really know. For a while, I didn't know exactly who I wanted to be or how I felt. I really didn't have a voice. I was just like the, yeah, that sounds fine type of person. Not, this is what I want. This is how I want it. Whatever. You know, but basically, like, a lot of people took advantage of me because I was more like, go with the flow, you know. Like, I want to be cool, but not too cool. I don't know. It really didn't make sense. But, yeah, I mean, and my parents, they had a hard relationship. They're not together now. But it was like a love hate type of thing. And then yeah, my mom, I would say she definitely treated everybody a different way. Not saying good and bad. I mean, some of us got to do things that others couldn't do, and, you know, other way around. So, like, when my sisters all hit, there's, you know, 14, 15, 16, they were just out, you know, running around, doing what they gotta do. Mommy barely got in trouble for things that they shouldn't be doing. And then me, I hit 14, 15, 16. It felt like I was in a jail cell. You know, so not saying I want to follow my sister's footsteps, but I just thought maybe I would have, you know, not that strict. But it's a crazy story from my life. So many ups and downs, and I have a lot of good memories. Now as an adult, I'm like, you know, all of us fall out and go our separate ways and get back together and whatever. But I have my days where I'm like, you know, I miss sitting around a bowl fighting over snacks and a nice warm bath, and then we all sit down on the couch together, all eight of us, and watch Simpsons or whatever, Family Guy or whatever our mom lets us watch before we go to bed because it was school night. But, you know, I love all my siblings, though. They all got my nerves, though, but, I mean, I wouldn't be me without them. So, let me see. More about me. I don't have a fetish. I mean, and I'm how can I say? I am easy to please. Okay, that's one of my bad qualities. I mean, some people be like, oh, well, you're easy to please, so, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it's actually the worst thing. Like, I hate it. I hate, because you could hit me with a car and stab me in the back and steal from me, and then the next day show up with flowers or apology, or and then I just fall to my knees and all forgiving, and I hate it. I hate it. I mean, I'm a really good actor, so like I know how to act. You know, I can act like I'm hard to get, and I'm bitchy, and people don't want to talk to me when I'm out in public. You know, I put on a show, but I'm actually really easy. Just come up, say some cheesy shit, and boom. Yeah, you got my number. It's crazy. I'm like, I don't know. I hate it, though. Because afterwards, when I made my thoughts and stuff, I'm like, you know, that was a bad idea. Or, like, I could have got murdered or whatever, but I might, you know. No. Hey, here's my number. You want my address? You want to know where I work at? Where I hide my spare key? You know, I'm just so easy. I just don't like being easy. But that's all I have for today. So, I mean, if you guys think I'm interesting and you want to hear more, you know, just let me know. I mean, I could continue, but thanks for listening anyways. I'm trying to wait for a hit 10.